Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So a big step towards bringing the team back to the city, back to the RFK site, was cleared today with the Senate committee passing the RFK site bill with Senator Daines from Montana voting yes. It doesn't mean that it's a done deal that the city will have control of that land. There's still another step. And even if that step passes, I don't know that it's completely clear that the team and the city will work out a deal. But here to kind of give us his thoughts has been a guy that's been covering this for a long time now. And that is Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9 at Eric Flack TV on X on Twitter. So let's kind of go through this one step at a time. First, tell everybody what happened today.
Yeah, it was just a couple hours ago, Kevin. The Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, which is where this RFK bill was sitting, actually voted overwhelmingly, which was a surprise to many, 17-2, to pass it out of committee and send it to a sole vote potentially in the Senate. And we'll get to that part of the story in just a second. This is a bill that would give D.C., of course, long-term control of the RFK site, which clears the way for a potential deal with the Commanders for a new stadium and the team's return to D.C. For months, there have been questions about whether or not this bill would get out of this Senate committee. It passed overwhelmingly in the House without much controversy or fanfare at all, past the House of Representatives. But once it got to the Senate, politics got involved, and a Montana senator named Steve Daines signaled his opposition because his constituents, a member of the Blackfeet tribe, who one of their ancestors created the old Indian Head Redskins logo, as it was known. And the family actually was very upset and offended that the team has moved away. And in their eyes, not honored it. Daines has picked that up, the senator from Montana, politically, and said, until my constituents, this Blackfeet tribe, are happy, I'm going to oppose this bill. The team has worked to smooth over those relations. They have honored the logo in the club section in a ceremony before the second home game of the year. They've continued to speak with the family, and Daines announced that just this morning, he spoke with the grandson of this creator of the old Redskins logo, and he gave his approval that he was satisfied that the team was moving in the right direction and that Daines could, in fact, support this bill. And that's what he did. Really, that was the only discussion. Daines made his dramatic announcement. There was a couple of hushed whispers in the crowd. And everything after that was very positive and jolly. People talking about how great the team is. The chairman of the committee, Joe Manchin, talking about how he used to be friends with Joe Jacoby or Sam Huff, I think he said, you know, just all big love fest for the Commanders now. The Louisiana senator talking about how the Super Bowl is in New Orleans and they expect to see Jaden Daniels there. And we all love each other, and it passed the Senate committee overwhelmingly 17-2. The problem is now it gets sent to the full Senate, and there is right. no clear-cut path right now for how it's going to get that approval.
All right, let's get to that in a moment. I just have one more question about Senator Daines, because in his statement, Eric, he said, I'll support the bill and vote in favor of its passage out of committee with the condition that the team follows through on the commitments made to the family. You've described some of the things that have been done. What are the other commitments that the team has made to Daines and the Wetzel family?
That's unclear. I mean, I think Daines even referenced that he has been told that they are not bringing back this logo. They're just not bringing it back. It is just a politically not feasible. You might as well say, I want the logo of the Commanders' alternate jerseys to be a unicorn. It's just not going to happen in the day and the time and where the NFL is on these sorts of sensitive issues of race and relations. So all of that, and I've talked to Blackie Wetzel's grandson, Ryan Wetzel, as well. And he does kind of respect the privacy of the Commanders' conversations. He's always respected it with me. There are things that I've asked that he has not said. So I think it's unclear what those commitments are. I can tell you that from where I'm sitting, if people think that we're going to have some alternate uniforms with the old Indian head Redskins logo, that's as far as I know, as far as everything I've been told, that's not going to happen. So whatever those commitments are made to continually honor the memory of and the contributions of his grandfather who created this logo and the contributions to the team and its history, we will have to see. But those have not been made public as far as I know.
All right. Eric Flack from WUSA joining us. All right. So it's through the Senate committee. Now it goes to the Senate. Talk about that in detail in terms of when does it get voted on? How does it get voted on? Simple majority, 60 of the 100, and then the likelihood of it passing there.
Yeah, well, so I talked to a source really close to this situation right after the hearing. And look, there are 9 working days. So their Congress is in session 9 more days before
just
they adjourn.
9 more because 9 of the Thanksgiving holiday, and then right. they adjourn in weekend. Early December, you're saying?
It's December 20th, but, you know, they don't work every single day. Yeah. So there are 9 working days left in this session. And the reality is that is just not enough time for this bill to get a standalone hearing. It's just not. So if you wanted to have a hearing just on the RFK bill, where we could talk about the merits and the opposition and the support, you know, that's not going to happen, which leaves a political process, which is known as inserting the bill, the RFK legislation, into a larger bill. And this happens all the time on Capitol Hill and with our political system, where smaller bills will get inserted into larger bills that have to be voted on, i.e. a spending bill. Spending bills for the federal government, to fund the federal government, funding bills, things, transportation bills, things that have to be done. You can attach smaller bills into that process as long as it has the approval. And there can be a vote to remove it or to leave it in there. And so the vote happens on the spending bill, on the transportation bill, on the big bill. But as a rider to that bill, all these smaller bills are also by proxy approved. And that
right,
is
but it's a bill that is going to be voted on in these last correct. 9 working days.
That is correct. That is correct. The bill,
and it's got to be a bill that they're confident will pass.
Well, it's all the bills that we're talking about are going to pass on after
okay.
negotiation.
Okay, like, so the insertion bill. Of this is into a bill that's going to pass.
Correct. At some point, it is going to pass. Once they negotiate the spending package, once they negotiate the transportation package, these smaller bills. The problem is you can't just insert it. The sponsor of the bill has to agree to allow it as a rider. So leadership kind of
versus
on one
a standalone
side or the other. Correct. And so that's the process now. And it's up to basically the people who support this on the Senate side, those 17 votes, but more specifically in this committee, the people who worked on that. And I'm still trying to figure out exactly who worked on that. I know the chair, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who's a big Commanders guy, a big kind of local guy because, you know, he's very close to D.C., was very much in favor of it, and he's a powerful senator. It would be up to Manchin to work with his, you know, contacts, the senators that he's working with, to get it inserted into a bill. But I talked to somebody, that, again, a source very close to the situation, who told me today, what happened today, moving it out of committee, that was a big step. That was a really big step. It is not the biggest step. The biggest step, the biggest challenge is still to come, and they have 9 days to do it.
Okay, so just so everybody understands, the reason that the time frame's so tight is we have a new Congress coming in January of 2025, a completely different Senate than the one we have right now. And so 9 working days. So it sounds to me like you think the possibility of a standalone vote is slim and none. That the way to get this through.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, so is that true?
Yes, I'm sorry to cut you off. No, I mean,
no, it's fine.
There's really nothing more to be said. Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, the people
so
who
now
are
it's got to be
this,
inserted. It's got to be inserted into a bill in the next 9 working days. So what percentage possibility, what percentage do you give that, do you give to that happening?
I think it's 50-50. I really do. And I'm doing that reading the people who are working on this that are close to the situation. There is nobody from the Washington Commanders behind the scenes who are spiking the ball and celebrating this. The mayor's office, the mayor's, you know, Beverly Perry, who's special counsel to the mayor, who is the point person in the mayor's office, who I've been told is working on this with the Commanders. She's the point person for Mayor Bowser to work on this stadium deal. She gave a very positive, you know, reaction. They're very excited. Of course, it's a big deal. Again, I don't want to minimize. It's a big deal. If it had not gotten out of committee, it would have been dead today. So it lives on. So that's a big deal. But the politics of getting this thing, which outside of D.C., nobody really cares about. Keep that in mind, that outside of Washington, D.C., D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, nobody really cares about this. Getting this inserted into a bigger bill is going to be a challenge. And if it does not happen, then it's like an etch-a-sketch. The new Congress comes in, but all the bills that were, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm being too loud in the Senate gallery. All the bills that were being considered, they all go away. You start it over. You start it over next year, and then the team would have to decide whether or not they are going to try and wait another year to try and get this through, or are they going to move forward with Maryland and Virginia? Because you're already talking about 2030. It's just math. You push it back a year, now we're talking 2031, and it's still no guarantee.
Yeah, you know, also, and you said you're not necessarily sure of the 17 yeses, right? It was 17-2, I think you said, who actually were kind of the major pushers or sponsors. I'd wonder, of those 17 senators that voted yes, how many are returning to the Senate in January?
Actually, it's a good point, because one of the no votes was Senator Mike Lee of Utah. Under Republican control, he is going to be the chair of the committee, the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, the bill would have to go through that committee again. And now you're having a Republican chair who was the one who was saying, okay, well, if we're going to give this valuable land to D.C., they're going to pay us for it, which, you know, he never introduced that amendment. But that's what he believes. He believes they should not be giving a land away to D.C., that if D.C. wants the land, they have to buy it, which creates a whole nother, like, you know, Pandora's box of challenges with the team coming home. So, again, if you push it into another session and the Commanders, you know, the Trump administration is going to be unpredictable. The Republican control of Congress is going to be unpredictable. Could be good, could be bad. We just don't know. I mean, we just honestly don't know. But it's such an unknown. Are they really going to push it back on the off chance that it may be better next year? Or at some point, do they wave the white flag and say, you know, business sense. This just is throwing good money after bad as far as just time and effort.
Yeah.
And it's time to move forward with something else. And I don't think any of those decisions have been made. I think right now it is about this push to the finish and can they get this bill attached into a spending bill and get it approved.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it from the, you know, who would chair that Senate committee, but it obviously would be a Republican. And then what I was thinking more, Eric, was how many of these senators are exiting stage right here on December 20th, never to see the Senate again, and just there's no urgency to get, you know, anything done. There's no real incentive, or maybe there is. I don't know. I'll tell you what, if it doesn't get inserted into a bill, and we're talking about another, you know, next, you know, this Republican Congress, you know, it's going to fall back on Daines for holding it up as long as he did, don't you think?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with Daines holding it up, going back to the summer, I looked over some of my reporting, which dates back to the summer. You know, you passed this thing, it sailed through the House of Representatives.
Right.
Kevin.
We thought it was over. We thought it was a done deal.
We all thought it was a done deal. And politics got involved out of nowhere. We should have expected it, but I don't think anybody did. And now there's no time to get the standalone here. I think from what I saw out of this committee, for the most part, people don't care. They're fine. They would have been fine to, like, as a body. Bernie Sanders voted against it because, you know, he doesn't want to help out a billionaire. And you know, Mike Lee voted against it because he doesn't agree with the idea of, like, giving away, like, land and they should charge it. But all those things could have been worked out if it could have gotten a standalone hearing. But there's just no time anymore. And it's a shame that it's come down to this, to use a football, like, cliche, this Hail Mary, to try and get this bill inserted at the 11th hour.
But you think it's 50-50. Those aren't Hail Mary odds.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But, you know, Kevin, I'm just handicapping the best I can.
Right.
You know, I'm just reading the room of people who are working their tails off, but no, this is far from a done deal. But they also are saying it's not impossible. You know, so you're saying there's a chance. You know, there's a chance.
Wouldn't it be interesting, before I get to the next thing, which is if it's inserted into a bill? Look, I think I understand that if it doesn't get done in these last nine working days, you've added a year to the process, and Josh Harris and Mitch Rales and company become almost less interested. I also wonder, with a Republican Senate, it's already passed in the House. When you say Etch-a-Sketch, it doesn't have to go through the House again, does it?
Yeah, it does. It's a new bill.
Oh, it is. It's a new bill altogether.
You start from scratch.
Huh.
Yeah, you start from scratch. Yeah, that's the problem.
Am I wrong to believe that a Republican Congress, House, even with their very slight majority, you know, whatever, 221, 214 or whatever it is, and the Senate majority that they have, that there may be more interest in getting it done with a Republican Congress versus a Democratic Congress or not? I mean, your explanation of what Mike Lee would be looking for makes sense. They'll want people to pay for things rather than giving them away. But they give away, as you've told me in the past, a lot of land the Department of Interior has for, you know, public parkland, for, you know, monuments, et cetera. It happens all the time.
Yeah, and keep in mind, I don't think you're wrong. Keep in mind that the sponsor of the House version of this bill, which is where it was introduced,
right,
was a Republican, a powerful,
yes,
Republican, James Comer from Kentucky.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, no, I don't think you're wrong in any way, shape, or form. And like I said, it had bipartisan support in the House. It had bipartisan support in the Senate committee. I don't think support at this point is an issue. I think that, like, how the sausage is made is the issue at this point. I think it's all about getting the vehicle to get it into a bill that's going to be voted on. And that's the rub right now.
How many bills are going to be voted on in the last 9 days? Do you know?
I don't know, but they're all major. They're all big bills. You know,
yeah,
they're no small bills. They're all overreaching bills, and they all have to do with the functionality of the federal government. They always wait until the last second to get these bills done And then in the like final days, they passed all these critical spending bills that literally are the backbone of how our country like runs, you know, financially.
Eric Flack from Channel 9 joining us. So I wanted to just get to the last hammer that needs to fall, and that is, all right, I think everybody understands what happened today. I think Eric did a really good job of explaining what's next. And by the way, it's certainly not a foregone conclusion with 9 working days left with this, you know, lame duck Congress. They can't really do a standalone vote on what the Senate committee just passed. They have to insert this into a bill that will be voted on in the next 9 working days. And that's far from a foregone conclusion. But let's assume for a moment that it does happen and it does get into a bill that passes, and hooray, they've got the land for the next 99 years to do with it what they want to do with it. The last hurdle is negotiating a deal with the team, and that's certainly not a, you know, a given, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, Kevin, and I'm just reading a room here, and I, you know, I pay a lot of close attention to this, which means I talk to a lot of people. I just have the sense that that is actually the smallest hurdle at this point.
Okay.
Like, I really, really do. Like, I think that there is, I mean, you have the freaking mayor's top lieutenant, like, sitting in the crowd, like, celebrating that this deal gets done. I understand they say they want the land regardless to do with it for some reason or another, but everybody knows this about the stadium. They've, as we've talked about, they've spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars 2 different times to do studies on how to pay for the stadium. I mean, they've already spent so much money trying to devise how this is going to be done. There's already such a movement to, you know, bring the team back to D.C. that, like, in this case, the biggest thing may be the smallest thing. Figuring out how to pay for it, to me, seems like such a actual smaller obstacle at this point in the process than actually getting the permission and clearance to build the stadium there in the first place. I could be wrong. We've talked about the city's money shortage, but, I mean, they are literally hiring people to tell them how to figure out how to, like, you know, print more money or create more money or create more room or cap space, as it were, to pay for a portion, enough of this stadium. And again, have Josh Harris and the Commanders behind closed doors, off the record, set the with the D.C. set parameters.
Right.
If you can come up with $1 billion, if you can come up with just enough money, this will be good enough.
That makes sense.
You just wonder what's going on behind closed doors.
Great job. Thank you for doing this. I know you're so busy. Eric, I'll talk to you soon.
No, I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Eric Flack from WUSA Channel 9. There you go. 9 working days left to get this inserted into a bill that will be voted on and approved. And if that happens, Eric thinks that last piece is somewhat, you know, already there in terms of the city figuring out how they can come up with, you know, somewhere around $1 billion to contribute to the development of the RFK site, which would, of course, include a brand new stadium. If this doesn't get inserted into a bill, do they wait? You know, does Harris and Rails and Do they sit around and wait for the next Congress to start over from scratch, which could take, you know, another year? I don't know. That would be an interesting situation. But what you want is you want this thing inserted into a bill in the next 9 days. Sounded like the standalone vote is a long shot at best. Yeah. All right. Eric joined us courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Denton, you had a little news for the show.
Before I get to that, though, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you feel more optimistic or less optimistic given some of the stuff that he just told us about how you only have 9 days, it's not going to be standalone, and they kind of, for lack of a better term, they have to force this into to actually happening, it feels like.
Yeah, that happens all the time, you know, and he explained it. You know, things get attached as a rider to an existing bill. I think it gets done. I think somehow it gets done. You know, his point that a lot of these people couldn't care less, this is not a priority for them like it is for people here in the area. Look, they're here for a big portion of the year. They understand this little piece of legislation and what it would mean to the DMV. Not everybody does, but my guess would be that it would get passed here by the Senate, whether it's an insertion into an existing bill that gets voted on and approved, or whether or not they figure out how to do a quick standalone vote to get, you know, the votes passed. I definitely agree with him that I would be concerned if it doesn't happen in these last, you know, working days before they adjourn and a new Congress comes in. Because how long do you want to wait? And then the uncertainty of the future with respect to not only the Senate, but the House as well, because you've got to clean the slate and start all over. Now you're into 2031 before this thing opens. Gross. And it's very possible that Maryland's offer is a more attractive offer anyway, from a financial standpoint for the team, you know, and they own the land, remember, you know, beyond 2027. And yes, they can play in that stadium beyond 2027. It was just a guarantee that they would play at least through 2027. All right. Chris Russell, Doc Walker on standby. They're coming up tomorrow. We'll get back to football. Kevin.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sheehan Show. Have a good day.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.